Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Today's talk is with Derek of LPE Coaching. We're going to call it the Derek and Dr. Tony Show, Episode 1. We're going to have shows monthly, so we're going to start with this show first. We're talking about basically how do people get back into routine after they've been laid off for a while, either as an average Joe or Jane or an athlete. Also with that, how do we start an assessment, especially, for example, using an ankle assessment if someone wants to lose weight before they start exercising, along with joint motion, why that's so important. And another topic we're going to talk about, too, is food. How do we adjust food to our lifestyle, along with ending with how do we hire a pro or multiple pros to get value out of not only exercising, losing weight, and also getting there efficiently in over a short period of time with someone telling us what to do. All right, sometimes it seems negative, but overall, if someone tells me to do exactly how to exercise, how to eat, I'm good with that. That point, I get results a lot faster versus guessing myself. All right, so hope you enjoyed this talk. Again, Episode 1, Dr. Tony and Derek. At that point, let's go to the show. Again, the show notes has the highlights of each topic along with Derek's information. You want to jump right there. Contact him for any information you want to do to get him as part of your pro team. Talk to you soon after the talk. Derek of LP Performance in Claremont has done a great job building a clientele and working with people, even a system, how to help people get healthy physically, which obviously helps your overall body get physical strong too. Okay? So Derek, I want to go through three topics with you today. We're going to try to do a monthly thing. We're going to try to, based on our schedules, to basically educate you on how to get physically loose, strong, prevent injury, correct?
Correct, yeah, absolutely.
That's the plan. Yeah. So introduce yourself and see what's going on there. Tell my audience who you are.
Absolutely. My name, honey, daddy's recording right now.
That's okay.
Sit down.
It's okay.
Okay? Just hold on to that. Sorry, that was my daughter. She's hanging out with me today. I'm Derek Wohlers. I am a master personal trainer, certified strength and conditioning specialist, as well as certified sports medicine specialist. I have 65 continued educational units in the field of health and fitness. I am a 15-year professional and former university strength and conditioning coach. Like Doc said, I am the owner of Life Performance Enhancement. LPE is a private personal training studio located in Upland, actually, kind of right where Upland and Claremont touch one another right there. Beautiful Upland, California. And I've been in business 15 years, and my facility is doing awesome, and I've developed a great relationship with Dr. Anthony here, and I'm real thankful to be able to use this tool that we have here with Instagram just to help out each of our communities.
Or Facebook, or YouTube, or Absolutely. Wherever you are.
Understand more about their body and how to have a better, higher quality of physical life.
Good, good, good. Our topics today are going to be three. We're going to start with number one is going to be, why is joint motion important in staying physically healthy?
Okay, so absolutely. So all clients, when they come into my facility, they go through a musculoskeletal assessment that I created. And mm-hmm. I do this to gain an exhaustive understanding of their current state of physicality. That's how I usually state that. Good. And this allows me to see one of the things mm-hmm. that Doc talked about, and that is their current quality of movement in all the joints of the body. Now, I have continued education and classify myself because of my credentialing units as a I do analyze all of the joints in the body. Now, it's very important that when you are beginning an exercise program or you're coming off an injury or you're an athlete looking to improve your performance, mm-hmm. that you make sure that all of the joints are functioning properly. When joints do not function properly, this typically promotes an inefficient movement pattern, which typically results in, like a layman's term, of compensation. And this results in overuse and ultimately usually will lead to an inflammation of a joint, typically mm-hmm. a tendon, an irritation of a muscle, and this will then produce some type of injury possibly in the body.
Well, Derek, one thing is, taking a step back, what makes a joint immobile?
Usually it's from lack of movement in the mm-hmm. joint. So because our culture is very technologically driven now, people are sitting more than they ever have in my experience as a professional. So yep. they're coming in, and I have more issues with hip hamstring tightness as well as kyphosis in the spine than I ever have in the last 15 years.
Yep. And a lot of the way I see too in my office is that, like I said, sedentary lifestyle, the forward posture because you sit too much, and also sometimes previous injuries have caused scar tissue in the joints
to act like glue to make those joints lock themselves up.
Absolutely, yeah. And again, it comes down to the lack of movement in the joint. Now, typically people aren't going to do things who are trying to lose weight to improve, let's say, the mobility of the ankle. But this is a very common mistake and a foolish decision, because if you're trying to lose weight, which is the general reason people come seek me out, right, is the ankle is the origin, per se, of human movement in the body as energy transfers up the body in the kinetic chain. So if the ankle isn't functioning properly, then typically we have a lot of calf Achilles tendon issues. We have a lot of calf tension, and a lot of clients will complain about cramping. Yep. Just to give an example there of one joint.
And one thing is, like you said, your system allows you to evaluate each joint properly. So someone, like you said, who might have hip pain or knee pain, it actually, the cause may be coming from the ankle.
It could be.
So you may not know until you do the examination, so you rule things in and rule things out.
That's right. Yeah, you go things in a sequential order. You work your way up the body and examine each joint individually, and then you watch the body go through different movement patterns. I use a system that's very popular in my industry. It's called a functional movement screen. Most professionals, if they're not, they should be educated in how to perform this screen. This allows you to see movement quality and identify these inefficiencies in movement patterns.
Perfect. And when you go through a movement pattern, say, for example, a hip issue, mm-hmm. what's an example of a common case with hip issues? What kind of motion is limited? What would be a positive test?
Typically, the flexor is weak and tight.
Okay. And flexor, you mean the front? Of, yeah. Some people don't know what the flexor is.
So the flexor is the muscle here in front of the hip area here around the quads near the big bone of the body there called the femur that moves your knee in this kind of movement pattern like this. It's going to pick it up there, yeah. Okay?
And that's what you want, like you said, when we're sitting, a lot of the people when we sit, body will sometimes work forward a lot when going forward. That position makes those hips really tight, so those flexors get really tight too.
That's absolutely correct. Yeah, a good way to see that.
That cost me like $200,000 in student loan. That one thing I learned.
Yeah, it's pretty simple to evaluate hip flexor tension. You know, a good way to do that is in the overhead squat test. You know, you're going to be able to see the movement pattern. Typically, the body's going to want to shift forward and stuff like that because there's not adequate range of motion to allow the body to go backwards into the hip. The body's going to try to then go forward into the knee joint.
And going right to that too. When you have more joint motion, mm-hmm. does that help your overall ability to get stronger?
Absolutely. Now, joint range of motion is a key component to developing strength. This is why it's kind of our next thing we'll talk about. Yeah,
right on.
So if you want to develop strength in muscles, you want to do this through an adequate range of motion so that the sequential pattern that the brain takes the muscles through when it fires them to perform this movement pattern is optimal.
Exactly.
When the joints aren't functioning in an optimal way, this is when you get what I spoke about earlier, is you get a compensation. With compensation comes overuse. You
exactly.
know? So there is an order that the body was created when it performs movements to function in. There's an optimal order that the central nervous system will send signals through the tendons into the muscles, and this will cause a sequence of events to occur with the muscles and move our bones. And so when these movement patterns are inefficient, you're going to develop strength in your muscles in a less optimal way. Let's take the squat, for example.
Definitely.
Okay. So everybody wants to, you know, squatting is an essential life move. We all got to get up and down out of a chair. We all got to get up and down off the toilet. I mean,
how's
you know,
that?
It's,
here's your squat
there we
right
go.
There.
It's very common. It sounds funny, but I actually deal with people now where I'm getting, because of the sports medicine specialist certification that I acquired about 3 years ago, I'm getting a lot of rehabilitative clients, people in their late 50s, yeah. early 60s, 70s, who are having trouble picking things up from a low shelf, putting it on a high shelf, or grabbing yeah. something from a high shelf and bringing it down to a low shelf because their movement patterns are inefficient, their balance is off, yada, yada, yada. So with the squat, for example, the movement needs to initiate typically through the gluteus. And so if you're very far forward with the movement because you have a lack of ankle mobility and calf tightness, hamstring tightness, and hip tightness, that movement's going to, the brain is going to use less of the glutes and more of the quadriceps and begin over time to irritate the tendons that are around the knee. And this is why a lot of people experience anterior knee pain.
So going back to what we were talking about before, when there's a muscle imbalance, may it be a strength or a weakness, your joints, your other parts may actually be more asymptomatic or painful, even though that source of knee pain is coming from the hamstring or a tight calf or an ankle issue too.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I want to make sure. Yeah. Again, it took me 200 grand to learn how to do that too. So a lot of it is, I think, is when we get down to it, is can we have enough good muscle balance, joint range of motion so far as we get through this talk. And at that point, when we have that, then our motion of getting up and out of a chair, getting stuff from the top shelf, bottom shelf, or vice versa, allows your body to feel loose and strong at the same time. And the confidence we're not going to hurt ourselves.
Yeah, it's the optimal. You're using all of your muscles, what I think an orthopedic surgeon would refer to as synergistically. Okay?
Yes.
A strength and conditioning guy, rehabilitative guy like me, is just, I use the word optimal a lot, right? And all I'm saying out there, you guys, is that you want to use the muscles the way they were created to perform. When your body's not in that state of optimal mobility and flexibility, which you can summarize as movement quality, you don't get this.
Yes.
Now, for athletes, this is extremely important. I work with a lot of high school and collegiate athletes. Like I said, I was the strength and conditioning coach at Azusa Pacific University for 5 years. I oversaw the year-round program there for the baseball program, and 2 years I did the tennis program. And I would assess all the guys for movement quality in that, because as an athlete, you're seeking to maximize your power output. Because as an athlete, you're always trying to move yourself more explosively and faster.
But also with that is the balance of, can I go faster and harder and stronger without causing injury?
That's right.
I'm assuming.
Absolutely. And with optimal muscle recruitment regarding the patterns that it goes through, okay, this is going to produce a greater amount of power, right?
Good.
Or force production into the ground, which will yield the muscle's ability to move the body mass at a greater rate of speed. When the movement patterns are inefficient, the sequence may be okay, but how it grabs each muscle in that sequence, if it's not optimal, you're not going to get the ground force production, producing the power that you want, and the end result being speed that you want as an athlete.
Speed, balance, and also too in pinpoint accuracy, in the sense where you're talking about baseball pitcher or someone throwing the ball. Mm. You want that, yes, I would assume with power, but also there, not over there.
Yeah, directional
so
type.
Directional.
Yeah, directional stuff like that. Yeah, movement quality and stuff. Sport specific, sequential movement patterns. You know, I work with a lot of golfers. I developed an awesome golf-specific strength and conditioning program. It's incredible. I mean,
awesome.
We mobilize all the joints to so that they're able to perform the golf swing in a movement sequence that is smooth and easy, because the golf swing is very technical. It's very hard to perform. It's much like a pitcher where you're trying to repeat a perfect motion over and over again.
So you should not be filming me golfing. That's not my golf swing at all. Mine's the opposite.
Golf is so hard, man. Yeah.
It's golfing. If someone's never golfed before, I recommend them not to do it, because you can be frustrated for about 4.5 hours, maybe 5 hours. Okay? And you lose some balls at the same time. And going in our third topic, are we doing the second topic?
That's cool, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We're kind of brushing over things, because we want to make sure you have, okay, this is what I need to work on. This is my weakness if you're an audience or a viewer. At that point, can I contact Derek to go, okay, I want to come check this thing out and see exactly do I have that problem? Because I've had pain in my knee for a while. I've had pain in my ankle for a while. My squat is off. So my job with these videos is, how do we get people to understand, okay, if I'm not 100% here, what can I do to get 100% so my overall body's 100%? That's my plan overall, okay? Mm-hmm. So third topic is going to be, if someone, this is March now, and people have fallen, this is going from January, February to March, I'm assuming about 60% of people, 60% have fallen off their workout routine or they've given up.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. 60, over 60%. Usually it's around 70%.
Welcome to being American. That's what we do, right? Americans do this. So how do we get back on track or even start a program where we can actually stick to it? What's the plan, Derek? What do we do?
Getting back on track. Well, you know, the first thing that I really preach to a lot of my clients is you have to get your life organized first. Okay.
Okay,
so let's use the example of nutrition. Okay. So I give nutritional counseling. I help design meal plans for clients. I tell them, you know, what to eat, when to eat it, and how much to eat if they're trying to lose weight. Let's say they want to increase muscle mass. If they're an athlete, they're trying to become fast. faster, whatever, right? Let's say you have poor eating habits. We're trying to get these eating habits on track. One of the key things that you guys got to understand is that it is, you have to be able to take a step out back and look at your life and see what you're doing with your time. I did an Instagram post the other day where I talked about this as a key component to achieving a goal. Okay.
Good.
So what I require all the clients to do is write down everything that they do from the time they wake up till the time they go to bed. Okay, and I'm talking about I wake up at 6, at 6:10 I take a shower, at 6:40 I eat my breakfast, at 7:20 I'm in the car. Okay, so what that does is it creates a black and white scenario of what it is that you are actually doing with your time and what it is that you think you're doing with your time.
Exactly.
Okay, so what this allows you to do is the clients will bring that to me and we'll evaluate this. Okay, now once you've kind of taken done what I call, that's like what I call life inventory, you can then kind of have a little bit of a foundation that you can now begin to build upon, right? Because if you want to accomplish a goal, or you need to have a foundation that goal is going to be built upon, right?
When I think you're actually write stuff down, especially people my age, I'm 46 years old, is that's how we learn, that's how we see things sometimes.
Yeah.
Give them the visual, this is my life right now.
Yeah.
And if this is my life right now, how do I want to go from my life where I am to over here, by maybe critiquing what's going on. Is that correct?
It is, yeah. And what this is kind of a long way coming here, but what I'm getting at is I use the example, I do this for nutritional goals, okay?
Good.
What you guys want to understand is that it is far easier to integrate something into your life nutritionally than it is to try to take your life and bring it over here to the nutritional side.
Got it.
So the reason the life inventory takes place is because it allows me to prescribe foods that fit into your lifestyle, not trying to take your lifestyle and adjust it to food. This is the biggest mistake that I have found clients make when trying to lose weight. They will, you know, do all this meal prepping and all this kind of stuff, or they'll go out and they'll see a nutritionist. The nutritionist will give them this extremely elaborate, I mean, an awesomely designed meal plan, right?
But if they're way over here,
yeah,
and you have to get in the meal plan for this from this, say, TV spokesperson meal plan guy, or girl's over here, how do you bridge that gap?
That's the reason
your patient compliance.
That's what I'm trying to do is they have these elaborate meal plans that are on paper awesome. You know, that I said that a nutrition or a dietitian would applaud, right? And I, when I was a younger trainer, I used to write those up, and it takes hours, right?
Yeah.
But what happens is the people can't apply them to their life, so it's worthless. It's absolutely
someone
worthless.
Someone who's like 8 years old and like, what the heck is soy? What do I do with this?
Yeah.
They just don't know. They don't know. So how do you get them to transition to a healthier meal plan then?
Yeah. So like, especially here living in Los Angeles, where everybody's in the car 3 hours a day, right?
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah. So you have to pick and choose foods that are going to give you the nutrients that you need, meet the caloric goals that you require. In order to reach, let's say we're talking about losing weight, to reach this deficit, and that's all also based on your life, your lifestyle. So your working environment determines a caloric burn for the day. Obviously, your gender, your body mass, and then your physical activity. All these things have to be taken into consideration. There's formulas for all these that I use that we learned in school that allow me to come to an exact, almost an exact calculation of the amount of calories that a human being is going to burn in a day, and then. And what you want to do is create a meal plan that's going to fit into your lifestyle, that's going to meet all these needs, as well as set you on track towards your physical goal.
And I think a lot of it is when we go through the human body and we use, say, for example, science to go, okay, this is where you are, this is where your body type is, and being human, you have this metabolism rate.
Yeah.
Then we can go, okay, now we can use this and kind of and average it to where that person can get the result of losing, say, 10 pounds this month. Or feeling stronger, or feeling looser, or feeling more relaxed.
Yeah.
So I think the goal is, yes, we want to get you there, but sometimes there are steps you're not going to know, because that's not what your specialty is, at that point we have to take to calculate to get that result you want. That seems complicated, but this is what we do every day. So sometimes what I tell people is, if you want to really get there, maybe losing weight, getting stronger, getting injury-free, hire someone that knows what they're doing, so at that point you don't have to think about it. You're not guessing. And sometimes learning by error versus going, hey, what do you want me to do? Perfect, I'll do that. See the result? Good, I'll do it again. Do it again, do it again. At that point, you get there a lot faster versus going back and forth, trying this fad diet or this workout thing you saw on YouTube or this Crooked Spine Show page, whatever it is too. So you actually see what's going on. You see someone that knows you inside and out to get your body to get healthier and stay that way.
Yeah, a good way to think about it, the example that I use a lot is, I'm not an accountant, right?
Neither am I.
I hate all that stuff, to be candid. I hate it. So I have an accountant oversee all my finances, right? So when people are, when if those of you out there.
Is that free?
Yeah, right.
No. But is it worth it?
It's absolutely worth it because if I did it, I would screw it up, right? So if for those of you out there who are on the fence, and let's say you have always maybe wanted to receive chiropractic care, or you wanted to work with a personal trainer, okay, you want to look at it like you're investing in someone whose life has been dedicated to learning and understanding the self and that this stuff, and then applying it to other people. I don't do my own taxes, right?
Okay, my taxes.
You shouldn't be trying to take care of your own body. Now, there's good resources out there, like Docs and I's Instagram. Those are good resources to see exercises, acquire information. YouTube is a good
start.
It's a good resource like that. You know, I mean, like, I love golf. I'll go on there and YouTube stuff about golf to see if I can help myself out before I go to the range.
It makes my life worse, but if I research it, it makes my golf worse. So I avoid it completely.
But, you know, I received lots and lots of golf lessons because when it came down to it, those YouTube videos, they only took me so far. So I sought professional help when it came to my golf swing.
Well, and sometimes it may be meant for someone that is not you. That golf swing, that, I mean, for example, the golf tip may not be for you because of your body type or your swing or your thing. So having a trainer, professional look at what you're doing, okay, this is where I need to get to. And once you get there, at that point you understand your body how to stay there.
Yeah.
I think that's the key.
I think too, Doc, that one of the things that we wanted to talk about was the value in the combination of chiropractic care and working with a health and fitness or performance specialist.
Well, a lot of it is going to be how do we get our body to coordinate and work well and keep the joints. In my sense, what I tell myself is, or our patients, is I work from the inside out. Okay, I work to make sure your joints are moving properly, so your nerves relax, so your body can get that balance back and that overall wellness and optimal health. And Derek's job, in my sense, is going to be work from the outside in to make sure now things can re-coordinate back to better state, so you learn that better state and maintain that, so at that point your overall body from the inside out and outside in work together to get yourself healthy and stay that way.
Yeah, Doc's a master of the skeletal system and the nervous system. He's going to get your body in a state to where I can then take it and transform it. That's what I do.
You get the results you want, right?
And absolutely. They go hand in hand. You know, the referral relationship that Doc and I have is extremely valuable to my clientele base, and it should be to all of you out there as well.
Well, only if you want to get healthier. If you want to stay where you are, then please don't do anything, because we'll see you later. It doesn't matter. I mean, my biggest thing is it's not if you have a problem. It's when you have a problem if you don't take care of yourself.
Yeah, it's going to catch up to you. And when it does catch up to you, the longer that you procrastinate, the worse everything's going to get. And what a lot of people feel is, well, you know, over time it's going to get better. And
we all hope.
That's not usually true. I mean, very rarely, sometimes with muscles, that's the case.
There's only Obi-Wan Kenobi knows how.
But if you don't take care of it and things get worse, when you do choose to finally come and start a program or do come see a chiropractor, the process is longer and, you know, to be straight up, it's only going to cost you more money.
And what I tell people is, get a free exam, get a consultation, pay for it too. Because when you pay for it, you pay attention. So you understand how, okay, what can I do now that I'm not in a lot of pain, I'm not in a lot of problems, to get myself to better state. So my insurance policy is my health. Now I know what I have to do. At that point, my health, I can control that, so I don't have those major problems that people need back surgery for, or shoulder surgery for, or something else going on because they didn't take care of the health initially.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
That's all it comes down to. Derek, anything else for our first show this first month of our, I'll find a name for our show eventually. Okay. I'll create one. But this is a good start for me.
Yeah.
I think, what's your name again?
Oh, this is my daughter, Eden. Eden, come here. Eden. Say hi. Say hi,
we put Eden.
Say
on the
hi.
Show. Hello, Eden.
Oh, Eden.
You were so talkative before. What happened? Well, she's shy. I hope she comes again. Okay. All three of us will be back hopefully once a month. We'll get you guys educated, keep you guys healthy. Maybe your spine, maybe everything else going on, so your body can stay healthy. All right, Derek?
Right. Thanks, Doc. Check me out at lpecoaching.com. You can see all the information on there about my private training facility, my bio, and a lot of client testimonials. Would really love to help you guys. Look forward to hearing from you.
What I'll do is put all that information too on the show notes. You have that directly. Also, you can look at it and see, click the button, and go to stuff.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, guys.
Hope this show helps you understand that by having a pro in your corner allows you to take out all the guessing games of losing weight, getting stronger, getting looser, avoiding pain, getting yourself to understand why you're in pain and why you haven't got results in the first place. Derek and I, again, episode 1 of Derek and Dr. Tony's show, we walk through why joint motion is important to start, also getting assessment first before you start a program is important. At that point, you avoid injuries while you're training or working out. Also, too, how adjusting your food is to your lifestyle, meaning that we're trying to get your body to graduate from where you are now in a slow process, bridging the gap to a healthier state so you don't try to rush it or overdo it and then hurt yourself again. All right, so again, the show notes, highlights of all our topics in our talk today, along with Derek's information, to go to lpcoaching.com. At that point, get a trainer to assess you first before you start your training system. At that point, you get the results you want and look good and feel good. Right, so enjoy the talk again. At that point, the show notes has also links to our previous podcast, either the podcast itself or the video itself. At that point, enjoy the week, my friends, and I'll see you next week. Have a good one.